Go ahead and begin this evening. Let everyone enjoy the meal. you didn't get to enjoy it, there, I think, are some, we had a few that signed up that didn't make it tonight, so please take a to-go box home. We're going to begin our worship tonight with Lord, I Lift Your Name on High. If everyone would please stand with me if you're able. You feel like it. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. That's great. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. We're gonna go to another one that was most of the songs that we're singing this week have been requested, and each week we do take requests. So if you have a request, that's where a lot of our songs come from, are requests from the congregation, favorites or songs that they would like to learn. But every move I make, and again, this one has motions, and if you know them and you want to join in with us, please do.
Every step I take in you, you are my.
Jamie sometimes says, is that song appropriate? And I said, yes, it is appropriate to rejoice in the Lord and to have fun. Now, this song is a song that we often sing at camp, but it's also a song that we have sung in Sunday worship. And if you'd like to follow along in your hymnal, you may. In our regular hymnal, it's number 74. And in the renewed hymnal, it is number 63. Should always glorify your name. You are the King of Kings. And we should always glorify you. Amen. Sanctuary. Thank you. Tonight is a sophomore at NTSU, and he is also a member of our Columbia Presbytery. He's a member of the Richland Cumberland Presbyterian Church, and I've known him for a very long time, as I was one of his counselors at camp for several years. I'll let him, if he wants to share any more information about himself, but and let us welcome NTSU student, Richie Slagle.
Well, hello everybody. As she said, my name is Richie. And, I don't know where to start, but I guess... I'm in college now. Big buddies with my man Tommy over there, and I was just trying to stay out of trouble and learn something, I guess. Tonight, as I was getting ready for tonight, actually, just trying to decide what I wanted to talk about and what I wanted to bring. And of course, it's always easier to talk about something if you've had a little bit of experience in the subject. So tonight I'm going to be talking about running the race for the Lord. But before I get into that, I was just going to say these camp songs that we sung tonight, man, they just bring back such vivid memories of going to camp. And my plug for Camp Crystal Springs for the night is, if any of you haven't attended as a counselor or a camper or anything, I advise you to go, because it's such a great experience. All right, tonight, let me get my notes out. I'm going to start out reading 1 Corinthians chapter 9, 24 and 27. And it says, "Remember that in a race everyone runs, but only one person gets the prize. You also must run in such a way that you will win. All athletes practice strict self-control. They do it to win a prize that will fade away, but we do it for eternal prize. So I run straight to the goal with purpose in every step. I am not like a boxer who misses his punches. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I might myself be disqualified." And this is coming from Paul, and it's basically saying, that how great of a price it would be, our eternal salvation, and that what it takes is what he's saying here is, strict self-discipline and courage, and, and just keeping your mind set on the goal. Just a little tidbit about Paul is, I feel like all throughout Paul's writing, he keeps bringing up the subject of sports. And when I was reading on the internet trying to study for this stuff, there was a story, and it's just, you can picture Paul walking to his various cities and preaching the good news, but you have to have a little bit of entertainment every now and then. So I can picture him at the local arena watching the gladiators, up there duking it out and getting all kinds of inspiration, the original marathon runners and everything. But So anyway, the second scripture I'm going to read tonight is Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. And this says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily hinders our progress, and let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, on whom our faith depends from start to finish. He was willing to die a shameful death on the cross because of the joy he knew we would be his afterward. And now he is seated in the place of highest honor beside God's throne in heaven. And of course, this is saying that it talks about the burden of sin being like a huge weight on our back. Of course, the few races that I have done, I know I wouldn't want a backpack full of weights or books or whatever on my back as I'm running that 10th and 11th mile. It was like the hardest thing I've ever done already. Like, I don't want anything weighing me down. So in the same sense, the writer here is talking about that we need to just strip this sin in our lives that can also just be this heavy burden so that we may easily or more easier reach the kingdom of heaven. And so now I'll go to my third and final scripture for the night. I knew this wasn't going to be very long, but Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 and 16. This is talking about pressing on toward the goal. I don't mean to say that I have already achieved these things or that I have already reached perfection, but I keep working toward the day when I will finally be all that Christ Jesus saved me for and what wants me to be. No, dear brothers and sisters, I'm still not all that I should be, but I am focusing all my energies on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I strain to reach the end of the race and receive the prize which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us up to heaven. And so, basically, in other words, we have to focus our energies. Of course, I'm pretty sure every one of us in here has ran a race in some time of the part of our life, whether it be for gym class, you know, whether it be for just physical activity, whether you're running from the neighbor's dog. I mean, we've all ran from something or for something. And you have to focus. I mean, you have to keep your mind set on what you're setting your goals towards and what is the true meaning that Christ has for us. So, in this scripture, it is saying, forget the past. I mean, maybe you haven't won every race you've won. Maybe you've been in last place. I know I've been there. But it says, forget all of that. Forget all of the past failures. Christ is going to do great things in you if you'll only trust in Him. And so, we can start new today and just try to live the way Christ would have us live, because He died on the cross for us. And that is the end.
For our meditative prayer tonight, if everyone would look at the pew in front of you and grab a portion of an index card or a piece of paper that's available for you. Is there anyone that does not have? Okay. Tracy, if you would help to make sure that each person. And if everyone has some sort of writing utensil. And if you need one, also raise your hand and Tracy will make sure that you have one. No one needs one down there. what I would like you to do is, as the music plays, I want you to think of your own life and what is weighing you down in your race. What is keeping you from reaching your goal? And as we begin to meditate and pray, if you will write that down on your piece of paper or on your card, and at some point before the song ends, if you will come and lay it on the altar, asking God to take that burden, that weight, that distraction away from you. The deer. It's also number 9 in the Renew hymnal.
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. Thank you. faith. You're my friend and you are my brother, even though you are a king. I love you more than any other, so much more than anything.
Do we have any prayer requests? Yes, Al. Fall break travels. Are there others? Yes, Tracy.
A young man who I've known for an acquaintance, Kevin McHale is his name. He was in an auto accident Friday night and passed away.
For his family.
Also, friends of ours that we camp with, they were away at the race this weekend. They had a fire at their home. I don't think it was a total loss, but I think it was pretty bad. It's kind of a funny story. He was recently baptized, and he's a few years older than I am. And he's like, it just seems like ever since I've been baptized, I've been everything, he's like, everything's been, you know, happening bad. I said,
the devil feels
like he lost one. He's trying to teach you
until you
come back. So.
Do you want to give their names? Okay. I don't know. I'm sure some of you may know, some of you may not, that Alfred Bennett, who spoke here Sunday morning, Reverend Bennett, fell Monday in his home. Well, he kind of realized he was falling, so he kind of eased himself, or he was passing out. He has been at the hospital since, and tomorrow morning, they ran some tests today, and tomorrow morning he is going to have a heart catheterization. So please keep Reverend Bennett, and if anyone wants to, I went and visited him yesterday and talked to him on the phone today, and he's joking around and laughing just like nothing's wrong at all, so... Yes, he's at Williamson Medical Center in room 601. I also have a friend who is having a tough time. Her name is Mandy Parkerson. Are there any others? New. Can you? Okay, Nunez. Okay. Are there others? Jim? What is his name again? Don Smith? Okay. I have not talked to Yaroslav. Has anyone talked to Yaroslav this week? I know Joyce left him a message today, but we did not hear back, at least not while I was here. But let's continue to keep Sveta and Amelia. Richie, would you lead us in prayer? Thank you.
Lord, thank you for allowing us all to gather here tonight to worship you and to be in fellowship with each other. Pray tonight to be with those who are on the prayer list, Lord, no matter what their illness or tragedy or whatever it is that they do, Lord, you're just dealing through this time, Lord, and dealing with comfort and care that they need, Lord, that they might. Through all of this, it's fun to speak and their faith in you. Would you please fill each of us as we leave this place and we carry the Holy Spirit with us in our daily life? And if you just pray with us, all of you.
Amen. As we close tonight, let us stand and sing Shine, Jesus, Shine.
Of your love is shining in the midst of the darkness, shining. Jesus, light of the world, shine upon us. Set us free by the truth you now bring us. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine. With the Father's glory, the Spirit blows, set our hearts on fire. Fire the soul, the nations, with grace and mercy, send out your love. Your awesome presence, from the shadows into your radiance, by the blood I may enter your brightness. Search me, try me, consume all my darkness. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine. Through this world will the Father's glory, the Spirit blows, set our hearts on fire. Fire the soul, fight our nations, with grace and mercy, send us the world. As we gaze on your kingly brightness, so our faces display your likeness, ever changing from glory to glory. Mirrored here, may our lives tell your story. Shine on me. Shine on, shine on, shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine. Through this world will the Father's glory, bright Spirit burns, set our hearts on fire. Fire the world, help our nations with grace and mercy. Send us your word, let our love keep you light.
Well, I'm sorry, I had an announcement and it has totally slipped my mind. I hope everyone has a great week, and if those that are traveling for fall break, safe travels and journeys. And again, if you have... Sorry? Next week's speaker is Helen Lux. That is Julie Lux's mother-in-law, and she will be sharing her testimony, and one which is quite an interesting story. Mrs. Lux was born and raised a Jew and converted to Christianity, so she's going to share her story with us. So I hope that you will join us for that wonderful testimony that she has to share. Good night.
Thank you. No.